University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Just a brief update on what's happening in Minneapolis. Apparently, looting has resumed. And I guess, Minneapolis, are they on Central Time? I believe they're on Central Time. So I would that's probably about right, because the looters probably get up about 1, 1:30, got a shower, put on the mask, and then get out and go about their business. So I guess that's about right. That they would be doing that. So there you go. University Avenue, apparently, a big commercial corridor. And according to some of the tweets we're seeing, the looting is underway again. President Trump, by the way, ordering the FBI to expedite its investigation into the death of George Floyd. We'll see where that goes. But so far, no arrests have been made. So look, at the tail end of the show, We had a trivia question. I want to get this. Let's get to the phones. We have a lot of folks who want to try their hand at this. Let's go to Ray in Taylorsville, Illinois, the land of Lincoln, currently a land of oppression. Ray, hope you're doing good today.
Yeah, I'm just spending my time in the good land of Illinois, communist Illinois. So thought I'd answer some trivia questions. I have all this time on my hands.
Well, I'm glad. Look, it's I like your attitude, Ray. What can I say? Great attitude. Poor guy. All right, Ray, we're gonna try to win you a prize here, and hopefully it'll be able to get through through the U.S. Postal Service.
Will it get me out of Illinois?
It could. You could get booted out of Illinois for reading one of my books. All right, Ray. Here's the question. We wanted to know why Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken have been in the news lately. Who are these guys?
They would be the two SpaceX astronauts.
And that is absolutely correct. Ray, yes, Doug Hurley, Bob Behnken, the two astronauts on board the Crew Dragon and that SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. You know that rocket, by the way, Ray? It's as long as a football field. That thing was massive. So that's a big historic day. Yesterday, of course, they had to postpone the launch due to weather. They're going to try it again on Saturday. But it's a great day. These guys have been training for this mission since the year 2000. So
would you go with them if they asked you to, Pat?
Yeah, no, not at all. No,
not at all.
Ray, I can barely get on board a Delta airline jet. You know, a buddy of mine used to be the commander over at Edwards Air Force Base, and he tried for years to get me to go. And, you know, he's a test pilot for these experimental planes, and I just wouldn't do it, couldn't do it. And I would always play my heart card. I would say, well, I'd love to do it, but I got a heart valve, you know, mechanical heart valve, can't do it. And we were having that conversation. This lady, she must have been 70 or 80, and she goes, well, wait a second, I got the same heart valve problem, and I went up just fine. I'm like, go away, ma'am, go away. All right, Ray, hey, congratulations. We're going to send you a copy of one of my books, and we want to thank you for listening to the show. Hang in there. We are following all the crazy stories out of Illinois. Folks, want to get right back to the Newsmaker line, though. Dave Rubin, who has a brand new book out, very appropriate for what's going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Don't burn this book. Dave Rubin, welcome back to the show.
God, it's good to be with you.
All right. You know, this, first of all, how's the book going? It's been out for a while now. Things going well, getting a lot of folks hopefully buying the book, not burning the book.
Well, I'm fairly certain that the copies that were in the Minneapolis Target have been burned. But putting that aside, the book is doing quite well. You know, we hit New York Times bestseller list a couple times. And, you know, the ideas that I talk about in the book, you know, some common sense principles that can hopefully expand a little liberty and human freedom, they seemingly are more relevant right now, because whether it's big tech censorship or, you know, just watching, you know, law and order be trampled upon in Minnesota on many different fronts, these are important issues, and it's exactly what the book is about.
You know, Dave, to that point, President Trump is expected to issue an executive order, and we suspect that he's going to call on the Attorney General to form some sort of a study group here. The reality is, I mean, as much as I hate to say this, the president does not have the authority to tell Twitter what they can and cannot do with their company. But I believe there is some wiggle room with these special protections that the social media platforms have been given by the government.
Yeah, so there's an important piece of this, which, you know, I fall on the more libertarian side of this, which I think you do as well, which is that we don't want government regulators inside of Google and Facebook and Twitter, as if the government regulators will have any sense of what they're doing or can make anything better or freer or anything else. And, you know, right now, while I'm seeing all these conservatives that are very excited about, you know, potential incoming regulation, you know, look, if Biden was president and he did the exact same thing, they'd all be freaking out. So, you know, you have to be careful what you ask for here. That being said, I think you did address it properly, which is if this executive action exclusively strips some of their protections as platforms, because in effect they're acting as publishers, meaning when they decide what can and can't be seen, they are now publishers, the way a network is a publisher of its video content or whatever else it puts up. Well, I'm okay with some protections being scaled back. If what we're going to really do here is say, oh, no, this, the government is now telling you what you must do and what you can't do, well, then I've got a problem with that. And it's been very strange because I'm suddenly seeing, you know, the tide flipping. It's now conservatives are sort of into government, and now it's the lefties or the progressives who aren't. So, 2020 makes strange bedfellows and sort of has us all kind of upside down.
No, it really is. And I'm with you. You know, I own a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, and I don't want a Democrat president or a Republican
exactly.
president or anybody else calling me and saying what I can and cannot put on my radio station. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Well, that's it. And that's why, you know, the thing is that if you don't have principles when they're hard to have, then you don't have principles at all. So what I'm seeing suddenly is all the conservatives, they're going, oh, we have been treated unfairly on, you know, these big tech platforms, which, by the way, I'm totally sympathetic to. I agree. I know for a fact, you may remember this, but about a year and a half ago, there was a YouTube leaker, an employee at Google, who found some documents where they admitted that my channel, the Rubin Report channel, was one of the channels being suppressed. So I'm totally sympathetic to these arguments, obviously. But we have to remember that, you know, if you give the government power right now, well, all right, you might like Trump. That's just fine. Now Trump loses, and congratulations, you've just taken big tech and connected it even further with big government, potentially led by Joe Biden, or I'm still not even convinced he's going to be the nominee, but you know, some big government lefty. And that is a massive problem. So it is getting harder to have principles right now. But for those of us that are liberty-minded, you know, I just fundamentally believe in human ingenuity. I believe in free markets. I believe in competition. I believe people will always find a way. And by the way, I created a tech company about a year ago. We've raised some funds and we're doing quite well right now that addresses most of these issues. It's called locals.com. And I would, you know, recommend or welcome any of your listeners to go check it out. And we're building digital homes for creators where you own the content, you own the user data. There's no algorithmic manipulation. And I think that, you know, we're solving a whole slew of problems without asking the government to do it for us.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, our good friend Dave Rubin, author of the brand new book, Don't Burn This Book. And by the way, you can follow Dave on Twitter at Rubin Report. That's at Rubin Report. Dave, I want to switch gears when, you know, get your observations on what's happening in Minneapolis. So what stands out in your mind?
All right. Well, look, there's a lot here, obviously. I mean, from every video that I've seen and from all the evidence, you know, the cop did something that is completely inexcusable here. So let's just leave that as it is. And hopefully there will be proper investigations. And it sounds like he's at least already been suspended. If you have more information on that than I do, feel free to share. But I mean, I think that they're going to do their due diligence there. And by the way, I see people across the political spectrum saying that this is a crime and a travesty. So that's one thing. Now, in terms of the response, which unfortunately that's what the real story is going to be about, no matter how angry you are over an unjust incident, as a citizen of the United States, you know, we're only a nation if we have laws that are respected by people. You can't use these incidences as excuses to, you know, ransack stores, to burn buildings down, to attack police cars, and the litany of other things that we see happening right now. And, you know, every time one of these things happen, whether it's Ferguson, whether it's right now, we have a tremendous amount of people in the media that instigate it because they basically say, well, you know, America is a fundamentally racist nation and we didn't do anything about it, so we're getting what we deserve. And, you know, even if you think that America is fundamentally racist, which it's not, America is the least racist nation in the history of the world. We've brought more people here from more corners of the world than anywhere else to live the way they wish. But even if you felt that America is somehow fundamentally flawed or evil or whatever you want to call it, the idea that people can just decide, all right, I don't like what's going on, so now I am entitled to, you know, burn down Target and loot CVS and break into the liquor store and destroy our communities. There's no win in this. There's no win in this. And I think one of the things that we're missing most in America right now is we don't have a great slew of adult voices that are willing to say that. But there is, if you're rioting and looting right now, you're actually delegitimizing what is a legitimate argument in this case specifically about that police officer and police brutality. But you do this and you lose the argument immediately, and then I think you turn more people against you, actually.
No, look, I think you're absolutely right there, Dave. And, you know, at the end of the day, let's let the process work here. And you've got the mayor of Minneapolis saying the guys ought to be charged with murder. Well, you know what? They haven't even finished the investigation. Let them do their job first before you get out there and just throw gasoline on a fire.
Yeah, that's it. It's like you have to do that. And I know what you need is calmer heads to prevail. You need a little logic and reason. You need some voices. Again, we don't have adult voices, so you need some adult voices to say to people, you simply can't do this. Unfortunately, so much of what the left has stoked in the last couple of years is about grievance. So, you know, when you watch these people, them breaking into Target and burning down CBS and whatever else they're doing, it has nothing to do with what happened here. It has everything to do with a certain lack of purpose in life, a certain belief that that they're oppressed or whatever it might be. But for whatever truths may exist underneath all of that, this isn't the way to go about fixing things. What you're going to do is burn down your own community. And by the way, from what I'm hearing online, it sounds like a lot of the people that are involved in this aren't even local to Minneapolis. So there's a lot of weird things happening right now. And I think when you couple that with coronavirus and just how strange things feel right now, it's like we really do have to be careful right now because, you know, we're in an unprecedented time, and we need some leadership and some calmer people to just pull things back a little bit.
Well said. Dave, we're going to have to leave it there. Congrats on the book, and I look forward to getting you back on soon.
Thanks, Todd. Always good talking to you.
All right, Dave Rubin, ladies and gentlemen, don't burn this book. You can get that wherever you get your books. You know where to go. At Rubin Report is Dave's Twitter handle. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
The Associated Press has a very weird photograph. This is coming from Minneapolis. It's right on the front page of Drudge Report. And according to the cut line here, oh, I see. Associated Press sent the photo out, but it was taken by Jeff Wheeler from the Star Tribune. That's the local news rag over there in Minneapolis. There's a man who is holding a severed pig's head. Caleb Avery, you guys seeing this?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
This is disgusting. So it looks like it has been freshly severed. I don't know. I mean, where do you get a pig head like that? in downtown Minneapolis.
That's what we were trying to figure out. Is that a real pig head, or is it like a Halloween thing? It looks pretty real, but he's about to pull the ear off of it.
It looks like there are entrails or something. Yeah, I think that's it. It certainly looks like it's a real thing. So a man holds up a pig's head in the direction of Minneapolis police officers behind a barricade in the parking lot outside the Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd Precinct. So this is what gets me. The looting and the pillaging and plundering by the savage thugs there in Minneapolis, that police precinct is right across from the Target store. So all this is going down, and I guess the police are hunkered down inside. I don't know where they are, but ugly stuff here, folks.
And I can only get one pack of ground beef at a time from the store. This guy walks out with a whole pig head.
A whole pig head. How do you do that? Meanwhile, there's another photograph of some guy flexing. Who have you noticed?
Quite literally flexing, and mm-hmm. you can also see someone taking his picture. He is flexing in front of a burning building.
Yes.
You show your dominance. You destroy someone else's property and then flex on it like you don't care.
Because they don't care. Avery.
Exactly.
They don't care. And you know what's going to happen? So all these businesses that took a chance, they come into neighborhoods. You know, the same thing happened in Baltimore, other big cities around the country. These folks come in here, they set up their stores, they invest their money and their resources, give local people jobs. They give local people access to good products, fresh produce, whatever. And then something like this happens and they come in and they burn down all the stores. And you know what's going to happen? Mark my words, about a year from now, when you basically have what was once a thriving business community, and now they're just empty lots overgrown with weeds. And you know what's going to happen? The same people out there pillaging and plundering are going to cry racism. Why aren't these people rebuilding these companies? Why isn't Target coming back and rebuilding their department store? They're racist. That's what they're going to say. And I know this because it's happened before. You know, my question is, is it really the responsibility of Target to make sure that folks in that community in Minneapolis have access to whatever they're going to be selling in the Target? Or Target, if you will. I mean, look, my hat's off to these small business owners, but I got to tell you, if your neighborhood comes in there and they destroy your shop and they burn your shop to the ground, chances are they just don't want you in the neighborhood. So if I were Cub Foods, well, you know, their store burned down, or Target, or some of these other folks, I'd just go take my business somewhere else. If that's the way things are going to be. This is far from over, ladies and gentlemen, and I really do fear for, and there have been reports of rioting and pillaging in other parts of Minneapolis. I feel bad for these people. Nobody deserves this. It's pretty pathetic. But who's going to stop him? I know the mayor's called out the National Guard, but we'll see how that goes. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. This is the Todd Stern Show. Starnes Radio Show. Let's get right to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Laura Trupp is hanging out with us today. Laura, good hearing from you again.
Oh, well, it's always great to be with you, Todd. Thanks so much.
Oh, my goodness. Before we jump into Twitter and some of the big stories of the day, I've got to tell you how much I've enjoyed The Right View. What a great show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we found that The View, which many folks have known for a long time, oddly enough, the women on there did not represent all the women in this country and their views. So we created The Right View, and it's on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Team Trump Online. So thank you so much. We're very proud.
and getting massive, massive numbers. That's got to be really exciting for you and Kimberly Guilfoyle and Mercedes Schlapp and Katrina Pearson. Just a great lineup of folks on that program.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we got over 2 million on our first show right out of the gate, and we're two shows down now, and if people can go to DonaldJTrump.com and click on the events tab, and you can register to be informed every week to watch the right view. And look, we're really proud of it, and I think we're getting a great response, Todd, because people are tired of the leftist narrative out there. They're tired of only seeing things on TV that represent one side of things, and we're giving people that alternative, and I think it's probably very refreshing to a lot of people.
You know, I don't want to suggest what you guys should or should not do, but those numbers, Laura, those are like Fox News Channel, like cable television numbers. I mean, you guys could have like a massive audience on cable.
Well, we could. Look, right now, we're really proud of what we've done so far.
Of course.
We'll see what the future holds. I mean, we'll all need jobs, I guess, on November 4th.
There you go. Hey, look, the president, of course, talking about Twitter. A lot of people very upset over the conservatives getting targeted and silenced. But now we know why, because the head of site integrity is a guy who actually literally thinks there are actual Nazis working in the White House.
Yeah, it is. It's actually astounding. I always say this about so many things that have happened under this president's term in office, that if you wrote it into a movie script, people would say that is impossible. The guy that they have, quote unquote, fact checking Twitter for the president and for so many conservatives out there, is a guy that absolutely detests the president, that, to your point, talks about there being Nazis in the White House. I mean, this guy is so far left and hates the president so much. It's absolutely ridiculous. This cannot occur. And you know what? I give the president a lot of credit for calling it out, for standing up to it. Conservatives have said for a long time that they're being suppressed and silenced on social media. Here is your proof. If you ever wondered if it was happening to you or you were being crazy, you're not crazy. It's really happening.
And on that note, and again, this is about narratives and targeting this president. Maxine Waters, just a little while ago, said she's blaming the president for cops killing black people. That's her quote, cops killing black people. And she's blaming the president when, in fact, this president, Laura Trump, has turned around and has directed the FBI to make this a priority case. So the president is going above and beyond to make sure that justice is delivered here. And yet you have the left out there trying to exploit this to take cheap shots at the president.
Well, of course they are. I mean, they don't really have concern for the people of this country, for their well-being. You saw the president's tweet yesterday. He has asked for the DOJ and the FBI to expedite this case, to make sure it is a top priority. And he said the end of his tweet, I think, is very important. Justice will be served. You know what? They don't like that, the folks on the left, because Donald Trump is actually proving every single day that he's fighting for you because he loves this country, whether you voted for him or not, whether, whoever it is that is your choice for president, Donald Trump happens to be your president, and he will fight for your right as an American citizen. They don't like that. You know, the Democrats would like us to stay shut down. They would like people to remain dependent on the government. They want to implement their socialist policy. And they know that people are seeing every day why Donald Trump is the best president that we have had in modern history. And it scares them as they head towards an election, because who's buying Joe Biden for president? I don't think anyone. This guy, the last I heard, told us he was running for Senate. He's so confused as to where he is and what's going on. They know that they have to fight this president every step of the way. So they use this nonsense, these kind of ridiculous talking points. But the great news is the American people are smart, and they're going to come out in a resounding way on November 3rd. We are going out to the voting booths on November 3rd. We're not doing all mail-in like Nancy and her crew wants us to do. So I'm not shocked to hear that from Maxine Waters. It's just a way that they can try and hurt the president like they do every day.
And by the way, Kayleigh McEnany, the new White House press secretary, geez, Alou, I have never seen someone trigger the White House Correspondents Association like that. Brilliant.
Kayleigh is so great. She was obviously with the campaign for a long time. We are so proud of her. And you know what? They didn't know what they had coming with Kaylee, because she's a beautiful blonde. She was very bubbly, and she got out there, and man, did she lay the facts down on them, and she throws it right back at them, the press corps. They don't know what to do with her. I'm so proud of her. I think she's doing an amazing, amazing job.
Absolutely terrific. Laura, we know you've got a packed schedule today, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to hang out with us.
Oh, you got it. Anytime. Thanks so much.
All right. Laura Trump, ladies and gentlemen, host of The Right View, and it really is a terrific show, and you can watch it online. 2 million viewers. Folks, I'm telling you, there's something going on there, because people are turning off the television and they're watching conservative content online on these digital media platforms. And folks, you may not know this, and this is a little known, I would say secret, but it's just not information that's, you know, readily available to the general public. But by and large, these cable television news channels, and I'm talking about Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, you're looking at, I don't know, maybe, of course, Fox is number one, but even then, you're looking at, what, 2 million people maybe watch, I think, Tucker Carlson's show. I think that's the number one show in prime time. Kind of bounces back to between Tucker and Hannity. But you're looking at maybe about 2 million people, max, are watching the show, according to the ratings. So that tells me if they are drawing that large of an audience on a digital TV show, can you imagine what another conservative network could do? I mean, wow, just think about that for a moment. I mean, there's been a lot of talk out there, you know, about wanting another conservative network. And maybe that's a question that we could take to break. Do you want to see another conservative news network start up? Maybe, I don't know, Trump TV. 844-747-8868. Would you watch Trump TV? 844-747-8868. Be sure to check out the live show blog, folks, toddstearns.com. Call screener Avery, brand new debut inaugural podcast, and the link there in the live show blog. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Been talking about podcast, and some of you may have things to do during the show, so you only catch a snippet here or there. And if you would like to listen to the entire 3-hour program, you can do that commercial free by going to toddstearns.com, and you can subscribe to the Toddcast podcast. And it's a free service, a free resource that we provide to you, the great listeners of this radio program. Also, I would encourage you, as a result of the shadow banning from Twitter and Facebook, I would encourage you to get yourself a subscription, a free subscription to our newsletter. It comes out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And again, that is a free resource as well. And a lot of you say, well, how is it, Starnes, that you're offering these products free of charge? Because a lot of the other hosts out there, you know, it costs a little bit of money. Well, fortunately, it's because we have advertisers and supporters that cover our cost. And so we know that money is tight, and we always want to make sure you guys have the information that you need. So it really is a result of our great sponsors, of folks like Liberty University, folks like Truett McConnell University, and Mission Preborn, and our brand new sponsor, MyPillow from Mike Lindell. So when you support those organizations, you, in effect, are helping us be able to provide a lot of these resources free of charge. So toddstearns.com is our website, and you can access all of those freebies right there on our website online. All right, this story coming to us from Fox 9 News out of Minneapolis. They just a few moments ago, the mayor and police chief held a press conference. Maria Arredondo is the police chief. Hope I got that name right. And the police chief wanted to explain what happened last night. And the police chief said that what happened in Minneapolis was a deficit of hope. Not a bunch of street thugs and hoodlums burning down the city. And by the way, that's not hyperbole. They're saying now that dozens of businesses were burned last night. Arredondo said protesters committed criminal acts of looting stores and setting fire to dozens of buildings and structures. He said it was a deficit of hope. Quote, I know that there is a deficit of hope in our city. I know this department has contributed to that deficit of hope, but I cannot allow to continue that deficit by re-traumatizing those folks in our community. Mayor Jacob Frey, that guy is a loon. A leftist loon. Mayor Jacob Frey pointed to an anger and sadness he says has been ingrained in the black community for 400 years. Quote, what we've seen over the last 2 days and the emotion-ridden conflict of over the last night is a result of so much built-up anger and sadness, he said. No, it's evil and lawlessness. That's what that was. The city council vice president, Andrea Jenkins, began her remarks at the press conference by singing Amazing Grace. Quote, we feel as if there was a knee on all of our collective necks, she said. A knee that says a black life doesn't matter to the institutions that dictate what happens in this culture and society. I am part of this system to help take that knee off all our necks. So here you basically have city leaders excusing what happened last night. They turned a blind eye to the fact that parts of Minneapolis were being turned into a war zone. I mean, you heard it. We played the audio for you from Fox News with Mike Tobin, boots on the ground in the field, choking and coughing as his eyes teared up from the pepper spray. You could hear the concussion bombs going off in the distance. It sounded like someplace in the Middle East. But it was not. And then you have the mayor coming out and said, well, you know, this is really about 400 years of anger and sadness in the black community. Now, I want to ask him, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. And we are working on getting a reporter who is boots on the ground in Minneapolis to join us on tomorrow's program. But the police chief talked about a deficit of hope. What exactly does that mean? That sounds more like a spiritual problem than a political problem. But here's the issue. They see that not as a spiritual problem, but as a political problem. And that means it's never going to get fixed. But when you talk about a deficit of hope, in very practical terms, what is the guy talking about? That community that burned to the ground was filled with beautiful stores. Places like Sephora, that's a high-end makeup ladies products place. You've got the Target store. That looked like, guys, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it looked like one of those super Targets that had all the bells and whistles.
It was big.
Yeah, it was a big Target.
Not to mention the auto zone. I mean, it's not like this community was impoverished. They had a beautiful giant Cub grocery store, which was sort of like their version of Kroger, I suppose. So what is he talking about, this deficit of hope? There was affordable housing, brand new affordable housing that was under construction. And you know what? Yeah, they set that on fire, too. It sounds to me that they actually have a deficit of responsibility, personal responsibility. They have a deficit of knowing right from wrong. Despicable watching what happened and unfold on our televisions and our smartphones last night. It's just absolutely despicable, and now apparently it's continuing. I want to weigh in on something in our final moments here. Many of you know that noon to 3 Eastern is not only the Todd Starnes Show, but it's also the Rush Limbaugh Show. And we love and respect and honor Rush Limbaugh on this radio program. We have from day one. And like many of you, we have been praying for Rush. A few days ago, he got on the air and he shared with his listeners, and I'm sharing this with our listeners, that he's been having a rough go of it. Fighting cancer, and it's been hard. And I appreciate Rush sharing that, because that gives us an opportunity as friends and as fellow Christians to pray for Rush and to encourage him the best we can by interceding on his behalf with our prayers. So there's a guy named Joe Walsh. Have you heard of this guy? I believe he was on the Salem Radio Network for a long time. He left there because he was running for president of the United States. And now he's not. The guy, this Joe Walsh, Walsh Freedom is his Twitter handle. He's come after me a time or two. Real mean-spirited guy. So anyway, Rush was talking on the radio just the other day about how the whole point is that Trump is using this Joe Scarborough story to really get under the media's skin. And it's not like the media hasn't been sharing false stories and rumors about Donald Trump. I mean, come on. Here's what Joe Walsh wrote. I had a conservative talk radio show for 6 years. I just can't imagine selling your soul like Rush Limbaugh has. I mean, you form a bond with your listeners to purposely feed your listeners as a daily plate of lies and BS is just disgusting and sad. You know what a despicable human being Joe Walsh is. Shame on you, sir. Shame on you. You know, that it bothers me, folks. These horrible attacks on Rush, they have not stopped. We are dealing with great evil in our country right now. Great evil. I'm here to tell you something. Without Rush Limbaugh, I don't think George W. Bush would have been president. Without Rush Limbaugh, I don't see how Donald Trump could have won the presidency. Rush Limbaugh is a powerful voice and a powerful force for good in this country. He's a great man in my estimation. What we ought to be doing is praying for Rush, and quite frankly, we need to pray for Joe Walsh too. Something's not right with that guy. Shame on you, sir. You ought to know better than that. And we're just not going to stand by and let you speak like that about Rush Limbaugh. That's disgusting. Anyway, I hate to end on that kind of a note, but I wanted to get that out, and I want you to remember, right now, whatever you do, just write down a little note. Pray for Rush. Pray for his wife. Pray for the family. They could use our prayers. They sure could. All right, we got to get out of here. Folks, we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Get out there. Have a great day. God bless America.